Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The deadline for running in the legislative elections is just a matter of hours away. All candidates hoping to stand have to submit their application to their préfecture by 6 p.m. today. Emmanuel Macron's party, La République En Marche, looks set to gain the majority the new president will need in order to implement his policies. A poll by Harris Interactive published yesterday showed Macron's party leading with 32%, a rise of 6 points since his election on May the 7th. 289 seats are needed for an absolute majority. Government spokesperson Christophe Castaner said that the absolute priority for La République En Marche, or the Republic on the Move, was labour reform to tackle France's 9.6% unemployment. Marine Le Pen will be standing as a candidate in Hénin-Beaumont. The head of the Front National, who lost the second round of the presidential election, confirmed she would be running last night on TF1. Le Pen obtained 58% of votes in this constituency in the second round. Marine Le Pen has also admitted that her performance in the second televised debate was off the mark. She said that she entered into it with too much passion and enthusiasm, which some did not expect. Her performance drew criticism from within her own party as aggressive and erratic, and may have lost Le Pen votes from traditional right-wing supporters. Emmanuel Macron is due in Mali today. The president will be in Gao to visit French troops in Operation Barkhane. The aim is to underscore the importance of international cooperation in the fight against terrorism, a subject raised in the president's visit to German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Monday. Donald Trump will be starting on his first international trip as president to the Middle East and Europe today. Yesterday, President Trump formally denied having put pressure on the former director of the FBI to end his investigation into Russian interference in the presidential campaign. Donald Trump said there was a witch hunt. To football, and tonight is the last day of the Ligue 2. Six teams are still scrambling to go up to the Ligue 1 next year: Strasbourg, Amiens, Troyes, Lens, Brest and Nîmes. Tonight's matches start at 8:30. And finally, tonight is the Fête des Voisins, or Neighbours Party. The event was created 18 years ago and gets more successful with each year, with 25 million people taking part worldwide last year. The point is to spend the evening getting to know people who live next door. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Em Phillips for English Waves.